Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Lamed Beis, and we are on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis at the Mishnah as we continue in this third paragraph of Masechas Baba Kama. And we have the next case of people bumping into each other in the street. So the last Mishnah, if you remember, the past couple of Mishnahs have been about Bor. Somebody falls down, and the second person trips on the first guy, the third guy trips on the second guy. Or two people, other ways, have problems in the, in the street. Somebody dumps Tevin and Kosh into the street. Somebody puts water into the street. All issues of Bor. Even starting from the beginning of the Perek. If your Kad breaks in Rosh Hazarabim, if you put a Kad in Rosh Hazarabim, it's all been about Bor. This Mishnah seems to go away from that concept, at least for now. Says the Mishnah, Zebaba Chaviso, Zebaba Karaso. This one guy is walking with a barrel in one direction, and one guy is walking with a long board in another direction. What happens? Boom. Nishbara Kado Shalze, Bakaraso Shalze. They're walking, and the person who's holding the jug, where we spoke, if you remember at the beginning of the parak, why the Mishnah switches from Chavis to Kad, to teach me that they're interchangeable somewhat, right? When it start off with carrying a chavis and the kad broke. But either way, if it breaks by the hands of the korah of the other person, pater, so then the baal hakorah is pater. Why? Shalazer rishus lahalich, lazer rishus lahalich. Each one had rishus to walk, and this is understandable, and the person who is walking has to be careful of other people who are walking, and not get damaged from them. But nobody did anything wrong here. They each had rishus lahalich, and therefore the baal hakorah is pater. But that's if they're walking towards each other. The Meiri points out that we have now switched from Bor to Adam Hamazik, potential Adam Hamazik. Here, there's nothing like that fell onto the street. We're talking about bumping into each other, either walking towards each other or walking behind each other, as we will see by the Shem in a couple of minutes. But the Meiri here says, note that difference that we just switched. Says the Meiri, after quoting the case, Ein Kantoras Bor Klau. There's no more Bor. Right, there's a lot more about Bor in this Pesachta, in these Prakim. The fifth parak is about Bor, but these Mishnayas in this parak, now we're switching. Shein kan takala b'rishus harabim, v'chazar ha'inyin l'niske adon, v'atovar toli b'pshiyas ha'muzak. And the dover is dependent on the pshia of the one who got damaged, and that's what we'll see. V'yafilu ha'isa ha'kora machzekes kol racha b'rishus harabim. Even if, let's say somebody is holding the board, not in front of him and going to back of him, what if he's holding it across? So as he's walking down the street with the other guy coming towards him, it's covering the whole street. So you might say, oh, there, he's going to be chayiv. Says the Meiri, even there not. Why? If you see somebody coming with a big board, you can lower the level that your barrel is on, and then it won't break when it hits the korah. So as long as everybody's functioning with proper rishus, and they're not doing anything wrong, so then it is not a problem. Right? It could be like you see a truck, wide load, and it's a wide, then somebody bumps into the wide load. But first of all, the person has rishus to have the wide load, especially because he was mazir, as we spoke about yesterday, right? If you give warning, so having the wide load sign on the back of the truck is basically giving rishus to that person. So that's the Meiri's point here, that we have now switched from Bor to Adam Hamazik here at the Flamen Aleph from a base. So now we continue. That was the case where pashas, they were walking towards each other. How about this case? Hayabal hakora rishon ubal chavis achron. What if they're walking in the same direction? The Baal HaKorah is first, he's walking, and the Baal Chavis is after him. And somehow the Baal Chavis walks too fast, and he walks into the board guy, and he breaks his barrel. Nishbra Chavis Bakora Pater Baal HaKorah. The Baal HaKorah is Pater. Why? Because the Baal HaKorah shouldn't have walked so fast, right? Not like we spoke about yesterday from the Chashukei Chabad about cars Bizman Hazeh, where the guy behind is always Chayiv. Right? In walking terms, you don't always say that. So if somebody bumps into me from behind, so then Pater Baal HaKorah. The Baal HaKorah is going to be Pater because it's not his fault. Right? Rashi says on the bottom, Shizimahalech Kedarko Vahumi Alaleches, because the guy behind is going too fast, and the first guy is going too fast, and the first guy is not responsible. Fine. But Vim Amad Baal HaKorah. But if the Baal HaKorah stopped, the Baal HaKorah is walking first, and then the Baal HaChavis is behind him, but all of a sudden Baal HaKorah stops, Chayiv, then he is going to be Chayiv. Why? Because he just did something unusual. What did we talk about a couple of days ago? 2 days ago we had. What type of stopping is this talking about? This is talking about only Omeid Lafush. If somebody is omid lakateif, he stops just to fix his bundle for a minute, that's normal. So the guy behind has to realize that that's what he's doing. But if omid lafush, if he stops to rest in the middle of the street, in the middle of the public area, so that's unusual. And that's where the balakor is going to be chayev, because he did something unusual. That is what Rashi said earlier, that he was mishana. The Meiri also says here that ho'el v'dore, derech nosei masa kein, hare ha'yelo la'achma la'hargish b'kachu batar balakorah. If it's la'kateif, if it's just to fix his bundle, as we said, then the guy behind should have known, should have been margish, that that happens sometimes, and left room in order to stop. But if he stops for a longer time, so then it is his fault. But again, mekateif, just to fix the bundle, that's normal. The Nemuki Yosef's lashon here is that it's not called mishana. If you remember, we discussed then also a day or two ago, you know, how does the guy behind know? What's the halacha? If the front guy stopped just to fix his bundle, then he's pater. But if he stopped to take a rest, then he's chayev. So how does the guy behind know? He has to be wary enough to stop if the guy's stopping to fix his bundle. So shouldn't he then have to stop for everything? Because he's going to have to stop. So we spoke about different suggestions, that maybe there is a difference. It is nikar, whether he's just fixing his bundle, right? He sees that he's still on the shoulder, or he's putting it down, right? Or maybe the burden of proof is on the chiyav, and the only thing is, does he have a reason liftar? We discussed that a couple of days ago. But either way, that is case number two of the Mishnah. Again, the Bala Korah is first. If he was walking normally, he's going to be pater, but if he stopped in an unusual way, then he's going to be chayev. Unless, v'yam'ar, labal chavis, amod pater. But if he put out a warning sign, and he put on his brake lights, he let him know and said, stop, I need to stop now, then he is going to be pater. The language of the Nemuki Yosef is, here, the bala chavis, it's his own fault. If he was warned, and he kept going, then you can't hold the bala kor responsible. And he adds in one comparison, this is tezvav mabez, kiva da azare, v'yada be da amad, v'lo is daher, it's his own fault. We're going to have later on in the Nuns. It's a lot of bar sugyas. If there's an open pit and there's an ox that we believe that certain levels of instinct, we might say, animals should have. And if there's an ox, the Gemara is going to say, walking by an open pit, then he should have known. And it's his own fault of his daytime, and he should have seen it. Right? He brought the loss on himself. So the Nemuki Yosef compares that, in this case, to the Baal HaChavis after being warned. If he was warned that the guy's stopping, and he continues, so then it's his own fault. That's if the Baal HaKorah is first. Let's switch now. Second line. Haya Baal Chavis Rishon. If the Baal Chavis is first, Ubal Korah Achron, and the Baal HaKorah, the one holding the board, is afterwards. So Nishbra Chavis Bakora. So the exact opposite. So if the Baal HaKorah walked too fast, and the Baal HaChavis' barrel broke, then Chayiv. So the Baal HaKorah is Chayiv, right? He walked too fast. It's his fault. Adam, he didn't realize. Doesn't matter. Adam Mu'ala Olam. V'yam Amad Baal HaChavis Pater. But if the Baal HaChavis, he stopped, and then the guy bumped into him. So then pater, then the Baal HaKorah is going to be pater. Why? What's the reason for the pater? The Lashon is, the Shin Lukubetza says, Hu Garam Nezek La'atzmo. The same kind of thing. That if he stopped without saying anything, and the other guy bumped into him, so you can't hold the other guy responsible. Right? In all these cases, either pater or chayiv, you have to say that he brought the Nezek on himself. V'yamar L'Baal HaKorah Amod Chayiv. But if he called out and said, stop, and the guy didn't stop, then he's going to be chayiv. And adds the Mishnah, v'chein zeba b'niro v'zeba b'shtano. The same thing would be, it's not only by boards and barrels. It's even by somebody has a candle, somebody has pishton, you walk too quickly, and you lit the pishton on fire. Right? The same rules and regulations would apply in that case. Keep in mind, this Mishnah also is important for the sugya we discussed at the beginning of the parak on Daf Chavav and Daf Chavzayin. We alluded to this also yesterday, and that is there any limitation for Adam Hamazik by Ones Gamur? Right? What does this say? The second part of this Mishnah says that if the Baal HaKorah is walking behind and the other guy stopped and it wasn't my responsibility to stop to know, he didn't warn me, I'm going to be putter. What do you mean putter? Remember what the Meiri said? This is about Adam Hamazik. Adam HaMazik, what did the Mishnah say earlier? Adam Mu'ala Olam. This is not like Nizke Mamon, my shore, my ash, my bar, where there are limitations. Adam Wula Olam. That's what the Mishnah said earlier. And therefore, what was the language of the Mishnah, even more in the Brisa? The Brisa said at the end of the second parak, the Adam Wula Olam, the language was, L'chaiba ala shoge kemezev ala ones karason. Right? Even ones. So, we had a machlokas rishonim, Baalei Tosfos, and the Rush, and others say no. Ones gamor, that's pater even by Adam HaMazik. So this Lachara, our Mishnah, would be another example of Ones Gomor. Because why would the guy be pater? So what? That you stopped. But I'm an Adam HaMazik. So the answer is, the Tatosis Chavzayin of a base. Ones Gomor, the Silaptur. You'd have to explain differently for the Ramban. Remember the Ramban in Baba Metzia says that no, Adam HaMazik is Chayiv even for Ones Gomor. There's no limitations by Adam. All the cases that are pater, there must be a different reason, like this case. How would the Ramban explain this case? That the person, the Balakor, is going to be Pater. It must be because the Nizak here helped himself. It's not just Ones. It's just that the Nizak also participated in the Hezek. So that's why you can't fault the Mazik in this case. If the Nizak was the one that brought it on himself. Okay. Moving right along. Boy mine rabba barnasa merafuna. Other cases where we have a case of hezek where there was no kavana lahazik, but there might be responsibility. Hamazik is Ishmael Batashma Shamita. The man and wife are being together, and the man is mazik his wife. So the question is, and he doesn't have kavana to be mazik his wife, so mahu, what is the halacha there? Would he be responsible to pay his wife? If they don't share a bank account. Miu, kivan de bereshus ka'avid pater, do we say that because a husband and wife are just acting like they're supposed to act, the husband didn't do anything wrong, he had reshus to be with his wife, so then it's going to be pater, right? O dilma iboy le'liyune, he should have been more careful. And it's since he didn't, so the Miri says it's a shogeg, but Adam HaMazik shogeg is going to be chayif. So Amalei Tani Tua, well maybe a basis is from our Mishnah. What was the language of our Mishnah? The man walking with the chavis and the korah. Tani Tua, shelazer reshus lahalech, lazer reshus lahalech. Our Mishnah said, as long as they have reshus to be doing what they're doing, they're going to be pater. So lechora, the same thing with a husband and a wife. He had reshus, and therefore he's going to be pater. Amar Rava kal v'chomer. Rava says, no, wait a minute. Kal v'chomer, he should be chayif. Why? Uma ya'ar, if by a forest. What's the forest? The classic forest case is the case in Parshas Maaseh, the case of Galus. Those are, right, the sugyas of the second parak of Maseches Makos. The cases of going to Ir Miklat. Somebody's in a forest and he chops a tree and the axe, the head of the axe flies out or a piece of wood. So in that case, the classic case of going to Galus, Uma ya'ar, shezel reshuso nichnas, vizel reshuso nichnas, each of the parties, the mazik and the nizak, or we should say, the rotseach and the nirtzach, they both had reshus to being in the forest. It was a public area. And yet, naase kemi, shenichnas reshus chaveiru v'chayiv, even though the rotseach b'shogeg had reshus to be there, we don't say, oh, total ones, totally out of his control. We say, it's as if you went into your friend's reshus, and we're going to hold you responsible. You're going to have to go to Galus. So zeh, shel reshus chaveir nechnas here, where the husband, so to speak, went into the wife's reshus, so l'kol shekein, surely one should be chayiv. So even if there's reshus to go into an area, a person should be responsible, says Rafa. Says the Gemara, Ella, but then how do you learn our Mishnah? Doesn't our Mishnah say once you have reshus, so then it's not going to be chayiv? Haktani shelazer reshus lahalech, lazer reshus lahalech. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam travayu kadadi ninhu. Over there in the street case, when they were walking, one walking with his chavis, one walking with his barrel, they're exactly the same. Nobody's doing anything different than the other one. They're both active parties. One is walking one way, one is walking the other way. Tosfos' language here, look at Tosfos Travayhu, Sha'af bal ha'chavis misayeya b'shvirasa. They're both active, they both bump into each other, and the bal ha'chavis, you know, helped the damaging of his own property. Shevederech hilucho hitia chaviso v'karas chaveiro. They bumped into each other, they're both active. And that's why, if they both have reshus, and they're both equally active, then we say pater. But ha'cha, iyu kav and maisa v'hilo. But here, in this case of Mazik, Ishto, Batashma Shemita, he's the active party. So therefore, even if Shneim Rishus Lahalech, there's still a difference between them. If he's active, if somebody does damage to someone else, one is active, one is passive, so then the active party is going to be responsible. Tosfos does add in that same Tosfos. In the case of our Mishnah, if one of them is running in a time when, as we'll see, on a regular weekday afternoon, the Baal HaChav is Baal HaKorah, then the Baal HaChav, the runner would be Chayef. Right? Then we would, if the Baal HaKorah is running, because that is not equally exactly the same. Tosfos says in the two lines later, V'yesh Lomar, to Balim Ute, imaya Baal HaKorah Rots, Ubaal HaChav is Mahaleich, there, even though the Baal HaChavis had participated, but still the Baal HaKorah there did something different. So if anybody does something different more than the other person, then we would say there's a chiyuv. And that's what Rava says. Rava says just because somebody acts with Rishus doesn't mean that there's a patur. Right? He might still be a chayiv. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. The Haksiv. But if a man and a woman, if there is a maisa's nus, the woman's still going to be chayiv for gili arayis. So how can she be chayiv for gili arayis if we say she didn't do anything? She didn't do a maisa. Right? Lo kavin maisa. Answers the Gemara, there's still a difference. Hana'a litravayu islahu ihu maisahu deka'avid. What does that line mean? We could spend a very long time on that line. What does that line mean? Simple interpretation. They both have pleasure when it comes to Gili Arayis. But here, he's doing the act. What does that mean? Explains Tosfos. In the one line, Tosfos Ihu. When it comes to Maisa Hezek, you need a formal Maisa Hezek. And therefore, if two people are walking to each other, they're both active, they both cancel each other pater. If one person is active, the other person is passive. So then, regarding Maisa Hezek, that's how you look at it. One person did the Hezek. But in the case of Arayos, in the case of a Maisa Bia, or we know this from other Gemaras, in the case of a Maisa Achila, Hana'a, Tosfos says, could substitute for a Maisa. If somebody gets pleasure from a certain, I wouldn't say physical act, but a certain activity that takes place, so that could substitute for the Maisa. Look at Tosfos. Umiyu le'inyin chatos or le'inyin malkus chayeves derachmana achshave lahana Maisa. A very crucial line in Tosfos. Tosfos says, in some cases, let's say even by Gili Arayis, where a woman is, so to speak, passive, as the Gemara says elsewhere, Esther Karka Olam, the Sugis in Ksubis and in Sanhedrin. But because of that, as long as there's Hana involved, then that can be different than other areas of Halacha. And it can be considered in the act itself. And that's what the Havamina Maskana here seems to be. The Achronim say the Havamina is that, oh, there's no physical act. And don't you need a physical act to be considered an act? And the answer is no. Tosa says, Rachmana Achshave, the Hana can be considered an act. We have this elsewhere too. We have this in the case of Misasek. Misasek, the Gemara talks about in the second parak of Kiddushin. The Gemara discusses Misasek lechalavim va'arayos. If somebody is in the Mem Gimel of an Aleph, towards the beginning of the second parak, where the Gemara discusses the sugya of shliach l'dvar avera, which Bezer is going to come up actually on Amid Beis today. But if somebody makes a shliach, go and eat treif for me. Right, so then do you say shliach l'dvar avera there? Even if you say Yesh shliach l'dvar avera, according to certain opinions. Meaning, I can make you a shliach to do an avera, and I get the avera. Right? Usually we say, ain't shliach l'dvar avera. If I make you a shliach, you do it, so you get the avera, not me. We'll hopefully talk about the svaras for that, but a little bit later. But, even if you say, says the Gemara, like there are some opinions in the Tanaim, that yesh shliach l'dvar avera, you can't say that by averas where there is hana'a. Where it's eating, or a maisabiyah. That's the Gemara. Mode, ba'omer l'shluchot, say ba'olas ha'erva, va'acholas ha'cheliv, shehu chayev shocha pater. The one who does the avera gets the avera by eating in a maisabiyah. Why? Shalom atzinu b'chalatara kula, zen nehene, v'zem ischayev. You never find that by an avera, Reuven gets the hana'a, and Shimon gets the avera, physical hana'a. So there too, you see, hana'a is different. If somebody gets hana in an action, that is a rule breaker. Tosfos says here, the hana is achshavei, so therefore, even though by a maisa hezek, she's not called doing a maisa, but in terms of arayos, bia, or achila, she is considered doing a maisa. And this is a huge discussion in the Achronim, just to quote you from Rabbi Yosef Engel. I don't think we've ever quoted this piece from Rabbi Yosef Engel, so it's very exciting. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asvin Daraisa in Klal Chav Dalet, he discusses Hana. He discussed this sugya, and he comes up with a different understanding of our Tosfos than the Pashtus. What do we assume? We assume, how do we formulate it, and this is the Pashtus, how most Achronim understand Tosfos, you need a Maisa, of course you need a Maisa Bia, of course you need a Maisa Achila. And the Chiddush of the Gemara is that the Hana'ah helps create the Maisa Achila. Hana'ah, that's the Lashon of Hana'ah, the Lashon of Tosfos. Rachmana Achshavei LaHana'ah Maisa. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, don't take it so literally. Because I have many rayas, as he always does, I have many rayas that the machayiv of, let's say, arayos, is the hana'ah itself. Even without a maisa bia per se. The maisa is just what we might call a tnai, a hechi timsi to get to the hana'ah. But, aval, I'll read it, achila v'arayos, shelo hikpida ha-torah al ha-maisa, rak al hargashas ha-hana'ah. I'll give you a raya. We know, if somebody is the Gemara talks about, in a Maisa Bia, involved in a Maisa Bia, and their wife says, I'm a Nida. Unusual case. What's the halacha? They can't go out right away. Right? Because that's also considered a Maisa Bia. That's a Maisa Bia. That's the opposite of a Maisa Bia. The answer is no. That's the same chiyuv for a Maisa Bia. Because it goes, he says, Avagav deina prisha maisa bia va'adaraba. Prisha hi. V'yalkoze ho v'yishba hanaz bia osura. The hana itself. Or another raya. I'll quote to you. What does the Gemara say? Because the woman has hana, so therefore she's chayiv. What about the man? He does a maisa and he has hana. He should be chayiv too. If you're telling me that the hana translates into a maisa bia, so then if the man does a maisa and he gets hana, he should be chayiv too. Thus he does a bishogi. Two karbanos. Two chatas, not just one. So what do you see? The answer is that no, it's not per se. He says, unbelievable, kasha. V'ha'isha einena osa maisa klal, rakar ka'olam. V'yimke ma'yave reshalal, v'yalkarchach, derak hargashas hana, hiha isra v'lo ha'maisa. And then he quotes our Tosfos, and he says, it sounds like it's on the maisa, not just on the hana. He says, but then he brings this kasha that I just mentioned. If keno ish who osa maisa v'gam nehenev ha'havile kilo ha'osa beis maisim shall be a v'roy shi'aver shtayim v'alkarchach de'ena maisa iser klau rak ha'hana hiyo iser elo l'gabe ha'ish. So what do you do with Tosfos though? So now he explains. By the man, there's a problem. I'm sorry. By the woman, there's a problem that we have to answer. That's what Tosfos means. Meaning, to get a punishment, you have to do a physical action. You have to do a maisa. By the man, it's not called a lav she'ein bo maisa. Why? Kivin to legabe ha'ish yish maisa im ha'hana'a. Shari yu osa maisa b'foal. The maisa is a tnai, we would call it in Lumdish terms. Is a tnai that you're not going to get a punishment unless it's you have a maisa. But the mechayiv of the avera is not the maisa, according to Rabbi Yosef Engel. V'yavagav de'ena maisa etzem ha'iser, rak ha'hana'a, al kozeh, kivin shu osa maisa im ha'hana'a. Therefore, you would get an avera. V'rakha'isha shaper kashalei latosus. T'nehidam argeshes hana. V'argeshes hana, yavera, you're right, she's going to be avera. But eina ose, physical maisa. V'havalei avera, b'li maisa. V'chashiv rak lav she'in bo maisa. V'raisha tipater b'malkos v'michantas. That's why Tosfos said no. This hana substitutes for a maisa regarding that halacha of onesh. And he would say the same thing by eating. Same thing by eating. This gets a little tricky, because we know the Gemara talks about achila shelo kederach. Let's say somebody gets an IV of treif, right? So is that going to be, so there they're going to get, they get the hana, but there's no physical maisa achila. So would you say the same thing there? So he works at this. But this is his yesod gadol in klal chavdal. Again, not all achronim would agree to this. Other achronim would say, no, take tosis kipshuto. It goes by the physical maisa. The hana is the, more of a tznai, and not the mechayef. Either way, this is one of the key lines that discuss that sugya. Hana, maisa, the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Yisodei Torah talks all about this. Averos shalok kederach, what about a mitzvah shalok kederach? What if I eat matzah, you know, shalok kederach hana aso? I pulverize matzah and make it into a liquid and I drink it. Right? Am I gonna be yotze the mitzvah of matzah? Or the like. So that's what he discusses. Averos, mitzvahs. Okay, we'll continue. Says the Gemara. Again, there's a lot more here, but there's a lot more coming up as well. Let's continue. First, second wide line. Hayabal Kor Rishon V'chulu. So, we discussed the first line of the Mishnah, now we get to the second line of the Mishnah. The Baal Korah is first, the Baal Chavis is second, the Baal Korah goes too fast. So if you remember, the case of the Mishnah was that the person who did something strange, is going to have to bear the brunt of the hezek. Meaning if a person stops, if the Baal Chavis stops, it's, that's unusual, and the other guy bumps into him from behind, so the other guy's not going to be chayef. Because if the Baal Chavis did something strange. So we had something like this earlier. You see on the side, we have this back on Daf Chaf and Daf Chaf Dalet, the Shita of Reish Lakish. Ama Reish Lakish, Shnei Paras Bereshus Arabim, Achas Revutz of Achas Malachas, two cows in the street. One cow is lying down in the middle of the street. That's not normally what cows do. They're lying down in the middle of the street, and the other cow is walking. And what happens? Ba'ata mahalechas beravutza. If the walking cow kicks the cow lying down, petura. The owner of the walking cow is going to be pater. Why? You remember the svara of Reish Lakish we had earlier. The Gemara does not mention it again. Because kolam ishane uba'achar b'shina ba pater. If somebody does something strange, and as a reaction to that, something strange is done by a mazik, pater. So here, the animal lying down is doing something strange. And the animal walking also does something strange. Does karen, he kicks the animal. Pater, that's what Reish Lakish says. Brackets, Rava there argued. Rava said, fine, if you trip on the animal, you're going to be pater, but you have no right to kick the animal. Rava argued on Reish Lakish. But either way, the Gemara here is talking about Reish Lakish. So again, Reish Lakish says, if a walking animal kicks the animal lying down, ptura, revutza b'malachas chayeves, but the animal that's lying down, if the animal kicks the one walking, chayeves, that's obvious, right? He did something strange, now he continues to do another thing strange. The Pnei Yeshua here says, what's the chiddush of that line? It must be, he says, maybe you might have thought that the animal walking down, he sees this other animal about to walk on top of him, so he kicks that animal. See, he's just doing it out of self-defense, so to speak. So you might think, oh, maybe he's pater for that. That's not hezek. The answer is no. He's going to be chayef. He shouldn't be lying down in the first place. So because he's lying down, he's going to be held responsible for his actions. So that's Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, Lema Messiah. Our Mishnah seems to be a support for Reish Lakish. What? What's the Shita? Again, if the Nizak had done something strange, the Mazik's not going to be chayef. That's Reish Lakish's Shita. So our Mishnah says that too. Haya Baal Korah Rishon Ubaal Chavis Achron. The Baal Korah is walking first and the Baal Chavis is after. Nishra Chavis Bakorah Pater. If the Baal Chavis, his Chavis breaks, so then the Baal Korah is going to be Pater. Why? Because the guy behind did it himself. He walked too fast. V'yim Amad Baal Korah Chayiv. But if the Baal Korah had stood and then the other guy had bumped into it, then he's going to be Chayiv. Right? So what is that? Ha-ha-ha, dike revutza b'mahalechas dami. So when the Baal Korah if the Baal HaKorah stops unwittingly, right, it stops as a surprise, and then he does damage, he's going to be chayef. Same thing as the revutza, the animal lying down, kicking the malachas, he's going to be chayef. It's exactly the same case as Reish Lakish says, the Gemara. V'ketani chayef. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, not so simple. V'tizvra, is this logical? Hasayoye baya. You want to bring this as a raya? Lo mistaya, the lo misayi. Not only is this not a raya to Reish Lakish, elamachin amikasha. It might even be a question on Reish Lakish. Why? Taima de ba'ata. What? Reish Lakish says that if the lying down animal kicks the walking animal, so he's going to be chaya for that. What's that mashma? Ha'huska memela pater? What if the animal just stayed there? And the walking animal tripped over it? Mashma pater, only if the lying down animal kicked, he's going to be chayiv. But if he just tripped over it, pater. But v'hamas nisan dememela fiktani chayiv. Reish Lakish is mashma that you'd be pater if the lying down animal just stayed there and did nothing. And our Mishnah is a case where the Baal HaKorah did nothing; he just stopped. It was memela, and the guy broke his chavis and still chayiv. So it's a kasha Reish Lakish. So the Gemara Reish Lakish would answer no. Masni, there's a big difference between the two. Masni, so you know why the Mishnah is more chayiv, even memela, the person is going to be chayiv. Masni san de paskal orcha kishilda, as we had earlier. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the person is blocking the entire street, so there's no way to get by. So of course he's going to be chayiv, even memela, even if he doesn't actively do something. Hacha, but in Reish Lakish's case, kagon de rava v'chad gisa, the animal is lying down, he's squatting on one side of the street. Iboile l'skuye b'idach gisa. So the other cow should have walked on the other side of the street. He didn't. So then, if he trips over the animal, there is going to be pater. But if the animal kicks, he's still going to be chayiv. If the va'etes, if that lying down animal kicks. So fine, Reish Lakish, we try to bring a raya, and we say, okay, it's at least not a kasha. Ela Seifa Demasisa Messiah of the Reish Lakish. Okay, let's go to the next case of the Mishnah. Maybe the next case is a kasha, is a proof to Reish Lakish. Diktani, what's the case? Hayabal Chavis Rishon Abal Kara Achron. The Balachavis, the barrel man, is walking first. The Balakor is walking second. Nishbra Chavis Bakara Chayev. The barrel breaks in the Kara Chayev. Why? Because the Balakor walked too fast. V'im Amad Balachavis Pater. But if the Balachavis had stopped, and then the Balakor bumped into him Pater, because then it's not his fault. V'yahacha Dekibbe Haleches Bervutza Dami. So this is like a case of the Malaches and the Bervutza. When the Balachavis stops, right, then and then the Balakor is going to be Pater, because it's not his fault. So it's just like the animal walking. It's not his fault if the blind dead animal kicks him. Viktani Pater, Raya to Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says no, maybe not. Masisa de Chiyurche, Hachi Maski. No, the Mishnah's talking about, you know why it's Pater? Because this is normal. People walk. Hacha, Amarle, and people stop every so often. Fine. The owner of the lying down animal could say, fine, you have rishus to walk over me. You don't have rishus to kick me. Right? So therefore, even if I'm lying down, this was the svara of Rava, if you remember, a couple of days ago, against Reish Lakish. So therefore, the maskana, the Mishnah is not a hard proof for Reish Lakish, either from the Reish or from the Seifa. You can interpret it either way. Remember, a proof is only if it's mukhrach. Here, it could be, but it doesn't have to be. So therefore, that's not called a proof for Reish Lakish. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we continue now with more Adam Hamazik, and we get into a little bit to Erev Shabbos here. Says the Mishnah. So now we're getting to a little different, not two people doing the exact same thing. Two people are walking in the street. Or, echad ratz ve'echad mahalech, one running, one walking. Osha yushneim ratzim, or they're both running. What's the gersa here? Our gersa is ve'hiziku ze'ezeh, they damaged each other, shneim peturim. They're both pater. If you look in the Bach here, the Bach quotes Rashi from later on in Daf Memches. The Bach usually changes like one or two words. Here, the Bach changes words, but based on Rashi later on. This shouldn't be v'heziku ze'ezeh, but it should be v'huzku. They got damaged from each other. Meaning the case isn't where they're running and they both damaged each other actively. It just means they bumped into each other, all passively, and they got damaged. That's where they're both going to be putter. V'huzku ze'ezeh. But the Bach says, look at the Bach, ha'inu huzku ze'ezeh, shelo b'kavana, aval heziku b'kavana chayev. But if they were both mazik each other, you don't say they're both pater. No, you just got to figure out the difference between the cases of hezek. That's how the Bach understands this. Immediately change the gersa. It should be behuzku zedzeh. But if you look in the Tur quotes the Ramah that says otherwise. The Ramah says no. If two people are running, even if they're mazik each other, it cancels each other out. Kosav haRamah shin ayin ches zayin says the Ramah in the Tur. Im shneim ratzim afilu hiziku zedzeh pturin. I have a hard time reading the Hiziku Zedzeh Chayavin, Hainu Dafka, Shahamazik Osa Maisa Shahuzak Zeh, Vahanizak Lo Osa Klum, Avo Goshkabishnayim Ratzim, the Travayu of the Maisa, Vihuzku Zeba Zeh Peturin. Says Ramah, can even be Hiziku Zedzeh. That's even a case where it could be Potter. Okay, but either way, what did the Mishnah say? If two people are running, then they are both going to be pater. Says the Gemara, Masisa Deloki Isi Ben Yehuda. The Mishnah is not like Isi, the Tanya. Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, Rotz Chayiv, Mepnei Shehu Mishune. Isi says, if one is walking and one is running, the guy who's running is responsible. Because he did something strange. You're not supposed to run in the sidewalk. You know, most people walk on the sidewalk. People don't run. It's not a marathon. Right? And therefore, if you're running and the other guy's walking, then you're responsible. Because if you're running, you're the one that's doing something unusual. But umode isi ben isi be'erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos. But isi agrees that if you're running on erev Shabbos before Shabbos, that's normal. That's expecting shehu pater v'peisharatz brishus. Because in that case, the person's running brishus erev Shabbos. People are in a rush, and therefore the people walking better stay out of the way. Right, they should realize that people are rushing on Erev Shabbos, and therefore, it is not, the person who's running is not doing something unusual. The Ramah says, here quoted in the Nemuki Yosef, this doesn't mean by every mitzvah that you do. Like, you know, sometimes it's a mitzvah to run to shul. Shulchan Aruch says, Vincent to run to shul. Once you get to shul, you have to be slow. You have to run to shul, and it's a kiyum, but at least the Shulchan Aruch talks about, the post on Shulchan Aruch, the last couple of steps where it's nikar that I'm running towards the shul. Once I get to shul, I should walk, because I'm not supposed to run in shul. But, says the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, that's not what we're talking about here. When we're talking about here, about running, it's specifically, it's not the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, I take it back, it's the Mordechai. The Mordechai here, in Lamed Ches, he says, Lamates, Vidavka osa mitzvah de benash mashos, de ein lo shahos. It's a mitzvah where it's Erev Shabbos, you gotta rush. Avo bishar mitzvos, kagon larutz lo besa knesses, o lo besa medrish, de yesh lo pnai im hizik chayef. Okay, you want to run to shul, that's fine. But at other times, it's like what we said before, even if you're doing it per shus, if you're mazik, you're chayef. Only here, by Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, where it's mamish, it's, the time is of the essence, that's where Isi is saying that if you do that, so then one has to be very careful, but, meaning other people have to be careful because he's running Bereshus. Right, this relates to the sugya, as we know, in Maseches Kiddushin, of mitzvah bo yozmei b'shlucho. Kavod Shabbos, we have to do ourselves. The two halachos, or mitzvos, we might call them, where the Gemara talks about mitzvah bo yozmei b'shlucho is Shabbos and marriage, right? Beginning of the second Berakah of Kiddushin. Kavod Shabbos. Interestingly, both of those, the Netziv points out, both of those are more of a hechsher mitzvah, one might say. The Rambam says that getting married is a mitzvah, fine. But according to the Rosh and some other Rishonim, getting married is a hechsher mitzvah for Puravu. Kavod Shabbos is a hechsher mitzvah for Onig Shabbos. They're both done earlier, which we'll talk about this soon. But says the Netziv, those are special hechsher mitzvahs. The Netziv has a well-known comment in the end of the Shiltos, the end of his commentary on the Shiltos, in Kuf Samach Tes, in Zos HaBracha, I think, where he says that there are two types of hechsher mitzvahs in Halacha. Preparatory stages of mitzvahs. There are normal preparatory stages of mitzvahs, which the Torah does not mention, but you know you have to do it. Cutting the shofar off of the ram. So of course you have to do that to get the shofar. There's nothing special about that. That's just a preparatory stage of doing a mitzvah. Or other preparatory stages of doing a mitzvah. I don't know. Baking the matzah. Baking the matzah. So all of those, okay, that needs lishma, but there's nothing inherently unique about those hechsher. There are a lot of hechsher mitzvahs. You have to get the iron to build the ma'akeh, to put up your ma'akeh. But there are some hechsher mitzvahs that the Torah itself and the Navi itself mentions. That's called hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah. The Netziv says, and those have a special status. Where do you have those? You have that by mezuzah uchsavtam al mezuzas beisecha. You should write. The Torah doesn't just mention fixing the mezuzah, but riding the mezuzah. Or you have it by va'asulahem tzitzis. Asiya tzitzis. Not just wearing tzitzis. Or marriage. Ki kachesh isha. Or maybe kavod Shabbos. That's the pasuk in Yeshayahu about kavod Shabbos. So by all these actual mitzvah ksuvah b'Torah, says that it's tzitzis as unique halachas. What's one of the halachas? Mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho. That applies to hechsher mitzvah ksuvah b'Torah. There's even a havamina, he says, by these to make a bracha. There's a Gemara Menachos that you might have had a habit to make a bracha on ksivas mezuzah or tliyas tzitzis, and that maybe osei b'mitzvah about a mitzvah. But that's the Netziv's comment about hechsher mitzvah ksuvah b'Torah. See here too, it's not b'Torah, it's b'Navi. But if somebody is running bereshus on erev Shabbos because they're trying to be involved in the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos, and therefore they have reshus to do that, says Isi ben Yehuda. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kisi ben Yehuda, we passing like Isi. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hachi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say we passing like Isi? Vi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kistam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says we passing like anonymous Mishnayis. If it's not an our Mishnah, we just said, is against Isi. Echad rats, vechan mahalich, och hasha yishneim rats in pturin. Right? If there, it says our Mishnah doesn't make any chilukim. And Isi says the guy running is going to be responsible. So, masnis and berav Shabbos ben Hashmashas. Oh, maybe our Mishnah is Erev Shabbos. If our Mishnah is Erev Shabbos, that's what you're putter. And then our Mishnah fits into Isi. Mimai, how do you know our Mishnah is about Erev Shabbos? Midiktani. From the fact that it says, Osha ha yushneim ratz in Peturin. Why does it have to say that? Hasu lamali. Hashta echad ratz vechad mahalech putter. If only one of them is running, you putter. Shneim ratz in Mibai. So of course if they're both running, and they're doing the same thing, they should be putter. Elachikare, but it must be the Mishnah is talking about two different cases. Echad ratz vechad mahalech putter. Bamedvar mamurim. Erev Shabbos, bein hashmashos. If one's running, pater only on Erev Shabbos. Aval b'chol, echad ratz, v'echad mahalei chayiv. But on weekday, one's going to be chayiv. Shneim ratzim, Afilu b'chol pater, but if they're both running pater, so the Mishnah they could fit into Isi, so therefore Rabbi Yochanan, who says we pass in like Isi, is all good. Because he passes like the Stam Mishnah, which fits into Isi. Fine. Amar mar, umode Isi b'erev Shabbos b'in ha-shmatzer, shu pater m'nei sh'ras b'rshus. Isi said, Erev Shabbos running is okay. You're running with Rishus. Be'erev Shabbos, my Rishus Ika. What Rishus do you have? What Rishus do you have to run on Erev Shabbos? Kid Rabbi Chanina. Dob Rabbi Chanina. Bo v'neitze l'kras Kala Malkasa. Let's run out to greet the queen. Kala Malkasa. V'yamri la l'kras Shabbos Kala Malkasa. Right? Shabbos is called a Kala. Let's go out to greet Shabbos. Rabbi Yanai mis'atef v'koi. Rabbi Yanai used to garb himself. V'amar. Bo v'koi. V'amar bo'i Kala, bo'i Kala. I used to say bo'i Kala, bo'i Kala. A lot to talk about on these couple of lines. First of all, is there a machlokas between these two opinions here? Right, one says, Bo v'netze, let's go out to greet the Kala. Rabbi Yanai sounds like, no, you stay where you are and say, Bo'i Kala, Bo'i Kala. Kala should come to you. Interesting, one sounds like you're going out, one sounds like you're coming towards. Obviously, the whole idea of Kabbalah Shabbos that was made up in Sfat in the 1500s, so that's comes from this Gemara right here. Right, Bo v'netze likras, Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is right here. A lot to say here, let's just try to squeeze in the next couple of minutes. First of all, the Marsha. The Marsha right here says, why is Shabbos a Kala? A take-home Marsha. Why is Shabbos called a Kala? Because we're the Chasan. Shabbos is the pair of B'nai Yisrael, right? We know the Medrash. The Medrash says that the Shabbos went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, it's not fair. Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, Thursday has Friday. I have nobody. What's my pair? Hashem says, don't worry about it. Shabbos is your pair. Kara Shabbos Kala. Alpimba HaMedrash. V'kol Yesh Ben Zug V'li Lo Nazad Ben Zug. Amar Lekenesis Yisrael Yi Ben Zubcha. U'kashabbos Gufei He Kenesua Li Yisrael. On Erev Shabbos, it's like running before the wedding. Before the wedding, there's so many things to do. U'kemo Sha'al Yedea Kiddushin. Pachnasasa L'chupa. Nasis HaKala Nesua. Just like by the chuppah, the kala becomes nisuin, second stage of marriage. Kena Shabbos, pachnasaso bekiddush hayom naasis kinesua liYisrael. Vekara malkasa shehi kalas hamelech to call Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. And therefore, the chasan goes to greet the kala malkasa goes out to greet. But then Rabbi Yanai has the midah acheres. The chasan brings the kala into his rishus. And that's why Rabbi Yanai says, Bo'i Kala, Bo'i Kala. So on the one hand, the chazan goes to get the Kala. On the other hand, the chazan brings the Kala into his Rishus. That's the two messages that we have here. Rav Soloveitchik, in one of his Yartzeit Rashas, discusses the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Why do we have Kabbalah Shabbos, like our Gemara says, but we don't have Kabbalah Yontif? Right? We even skip. When Yontif falls down on Shabbos, we even skip it. Why? Why is there only Kabbalah Shabbos, not Kabbalah Yontif? Question one. Question two. Ask Rav Soloveitchik. Why is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that your Yontif clothes have to be even nicer than your Shabbos clothes? Why is that? Based on the Hagolas Maimonios. Question three. Why does Yontif break Avelus while Shabbos does not break Avelus? For Rebbe Feirish. So the answer is, Tosfos says, oh, because Yontif has Simcha and Shabbos only has Oneg. So why does Yontif have Simcha and not Shabbos? Among other questions. But says Rav Soloveitchik, in one of the Yartzeit Shiurim, maybe the difference between Shabbos and Yontif is the same as the difference between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash. What's the difference between Mikdash Ma'at, our shuls, and Beis HaMikdash? Says Rav Soloveitchik, again part of a very larger framework, it's both places where we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Beis HaMikdash, Hashem is the home team, so to speak. And we go to Him. Beis HaKnesses, we welcome Hashem in. Hashem comes to us, the Gemara Brachas. Hashem comes to our shul and He waits for us. But really, we're the home team. On a conceptual level, that's Shabbos and Yontif. On Yontif, Yontif has a lot of connections to the Beis HaMikdash. Ali L'Regel, we go to Him. So that's why there is an idea, if you go meet the president in the White House, Lahavdil, so that you have to have an even higher level, even more formal. If the president comes to your living room, that's different. That's why the Yontif clothes cost even more. And that's why Avelus is broken, because there's a special simcha when you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realm. That's Yontif. Shabbos, he comes to our realm. There's Oneg, but there's not simcha. But that's why there's Kabbalah Shabbos and not Kabbalah Yontif. Because we're Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence on Shabbos. He comes to us. That's why there's Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Yontif, we go to him. So that could be Mekabel. He's Mekabel us on Yontif. Okay, there's a lot more, but that's part of a larger Yartzeit Drasha. Kabbalah Shabbos, unbelievable. He also pointed out, Rav Soloveitchik, in that piece, that there are parallels in halacha between Shabbos, you look in Shabbos, what does the Rambam say about Kabbalah Shabbos? He says you have to take a shower, and you have to be misatef, and you have to sit waiting with trepidation. All of those halachas also appear by tefillah. We garb ourselves misatef, like the Gemara says here. You sit with trepidation, washing our hands. There are parallels in halacha between getting ready for davening and getting ready for Shabbos. Says Rav Soloveitcher, because both of those are intense experiences with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a 25-hour period of Lifnei Hashem every week, and that's tefillah, Lifnei Hashem, like the first Reb Chaim in Hilchas Tefillah, the only Reb Chaim in Hilchas Tefillah in the Gracha LaRambam. So that's also a parallel. Kabbalah Shabbos is like getting ready for tefillah. We have parallels in halacha. Okay, let's continue. Again, a lot, today's daf is jam-packed, right? We have Hana, we have Kabbalah Shabbos, we have Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. But we need to continue. Says the Gemara, Hamavakeya, back to cases of Adam Amazik. Hamavakeya, we're going to go with our girsa, even though some flip it. Hamavakeya, Rishus Arabim, Mehizik, Rishus Ayachid. I'm chopping wood in Rishus Arabim, and it does damage in Rishus Ayachid, Rishus Ayachid, Mehizik, Rishus Arabim, Rishus Ayachid, Mehizik, Rishus Ayachid, Acher, Chayiv. In all these cases, I'm still going to be Chayiv. Why? Adam, Muad, Laolam. A person is Chayiv to, for his damages, and therefore, one has to be careful, and even if it's a shogeg, you're gonna be responsible. Vitzricha, you need all these cases. Rishas Arabin, Rishas Ayachid, vice versa, and two Rishas Ayachids. D'i, Tana Hamavakeh, Rishas Ayachid, Mizik, Rishas Arabim. If you say that's the case, you're chayiv, Mishum Deshrichi Rabim. They're responsible because I should know. If it's gonna go damage in the street, there are a lot of people in the street. I gotta be careful. But if it goes into the private rishus, maybe I'm not responsible, because it's rishus ayachid. There aren't too many people there. Maybe there I'm going to be chayiv, because there I'm doing this in the street. I don't have rishus to do this in the street. So I'm going to be chayiv for that. But if I'm doing it in my own private rishus, maybe I'm doing it in rishus. So even if it jumps into rishus harabim, maybe I should be pater. And if you only had those two cases where it flips rishus, ha-mishum d'shlichi rabim, va-mishum d'shalo b'rishus, each one of them has a reason l'chayiv. Avol mirishus ha-yachid l'rishus ha-yachid, acher, de-lo shlichi rabim, u-me-yikara b'rishus, em-alo. There, both reasons of chiyuv don't apply, so maybe there you should be pater. Tzricha, that's why you need all three cases to tell you are chayiv, adam ha-mazik, adam u-la-olam, in all three cases. Good. Tana Rabbanon, hanichnas lachanuso shel nagar shelo b'rishus. What happens if I go into a carpenter store without rishus? He knows, Tosfos says, he knows I walked in, but I walked in without rishus. V'nitza bakas v'tavcha panav abeis pater. And Rachman al-Islam, what happens? He's chopping a piece of wood, jumped out of from where he's chopping. It hit a person in the face and the person died. The carpenter is pater in that case. Rashi says he's pater for 4 out of the 5. We know there's concepts of chavala, the 5 payments. So he's chayef for nezek. He's pater on sa'ar ripui sheves boshes. But he's still chayef for nezek, adamu ala olam. But he is pater for the others. V'im nechnas b'rishus chayef. But if the carpenter had given him rishus, then he's chayef for the other things too. My chayef. So now we have, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina is going to comment about this braisa. We have 2 versions. Was Rabbi Yossi Chanina commenting on the first line of the braisa or on the second line of the braisa? So first version is he's commenting on the second line of the braisa. My chayiv, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, chayiv b'dalat varim upater migdalus. Braisa is saying is that the person, even if the person gave the guy rishus to come into the carpenter store, he's chayiv b'dalat varim, but he does not go to galus. He does not go to ir miklat there. Why? L'fishein dom el yar. It's not like the case of the yar, the forest. Yar zel rishus onichnas vezel rishus onichnas. By the yar, they both had rishus. That's where you go to galus. Zel rishus chaveru nichnas. Here, he went into his friend's rishus. So it's not parallel. Omar Rabba, Omar Rava, Kalvachomer. Rabba says, no, just the opposite. Umay yar zel adaito nichnas vezel adaito nichnas. By the yar, they each went on their own das. Even though they only went based on their own das, and yet we hold the other guy responsible as if he gave permission to his friend that he goes to galus and it's his fault. So in the carpenter case where he gave rishus to his friend, surely he should go to galus. Why doesn't the guy who gave permission for his friend to come in go to galus? Rava says it's just the opposite. You're right, he's pater from galus, but for a different reason. My pater mi galus. Galus is not enough for him. V'hainu taima de Rav Yossi bar Chanina mishum da'avilei shogeg karov lemezid. He doesn't go to galus, not because he's not held responsible, but it's too chamor. Galus is only pure shogeg. But if it's shogeg karov lemezid, so then you're not going to go to galus. And we find this elsewhere, where we don't give a punishment because the avera is too severe. Some suggest that by Kasher Zalman v'lo Kasher Asa, the Kesa Mishnah. Some suggest that by Molech, if you give all your kids to Molech, so then you're going to be Pater, even though some of your kids Chayev. So we find this elsewhere as well. But this is the Svar of Yosef Chanina. This case of the Rishus of the carpenter, you don't go to Galus because it's Shogei Karav L'Mezid. So now the Gemara says, Masev Rav, is that really true? We have other cases that are pretty Shogei Karav L'Mezid, and you do go to Galus. If the person giving Malkus, the Shliach Bezin giving Malkus, gives one extra lash, Vameis, and the person dies, Harezeh Golal Yado. He goes to Golas. But Vahachav the Shliach Karav Lamezidu. It's his fault. This is a Shogei Karav Lamezid, the Iboya Suki Adaite. The Shliach Bezin should have realized, the Maisi Inchi, Bechad the Ritzua, that a person could die with one extra whip, Viktani, Harezeh Golal. What's the difference? That's also a case of Shogei Karav Lamezid. So why there do you go to Galus? Amar of Simi, Minar Adal, Detoy B'minyana. No, there it's because he forgot, he messed up his counting. He didn't know that this was an extra one. He messed up his counting. Tava like a Rava B'sandale. Rava either taps him on the foot or hits him with a shoe. Amar Le says, Atu Humani. What, does the Shliach Bezin himself do the counting? But Tanya, the Brisa says, Gadol Shebedayanim Kori. Somebody else is counting. Vasheni Mona Vashlishi Omar Akeyu. So this guy isn't in charge of counting. So you can't give that pshat. No, the tar the dayan agufa. No, the judge himself messed up. The judge messed up. So then the shliach bezdin also followed him and messed up. So that's why he's going to go to galus. It's not an ones, explained the achronim, because he still did the whipping, but it's still shogeg, and therefore he goes to galus. But that's not shogeg karav lemezid, and that's how it's different than the carpenter case. Meisve, next try, next question. Hazorik gets everyone which is a rabin baharag, harezagola. Somebody throws a rock into the street, he goes to Galus if he kills somebody by accident. Says the Gemara. The Ahaka the Shogi Karav Lamezidu, that's pretty Karav Lamezid. The Iboy Leila Suki Adaite. A person should realize that there are people that walk around in the street. Victoria Rezagola. So again, why there? Shogi Karav Lamezid, he goes to Galus. And in our carpenter case, he doesn't go to Galus. Amar Shuah Bar Yitzchak, no, Besoser is Koslo. That's a case, a guy didn't throw a rock in the street. He's breaking down his wall. Iboy Le'yune, so he still should look where the wall is going. Besoser Balayla, he's breaking it down at night. Balayla Nami Iboy Le'yune, so there are people that walk at night. Besoser is Koslo Bayom La'ashpa. He's breaking his wall down into a garbage dump during the day. So Gemara says, Hayashba, Echidami, what kind of garbage dump are we talking about? Edishchichi Rabim, if people frequent the garbage dump to relieve themselves, Mezidu. So he's amazing, he should have known people are there. Ve'ilo Shlichi Rabim Anusu. And if there aren't people, then it's an Anus, and he shouldn't go to Galus. Amar of Papa, Lo Tzricha Ela Ba'ashba Ho Asuya Lipanas Balayla, Ve'nasuya Lipanas Bayom. It's a garbage dump that people go there to relieve themselves by night, not generally by day. The Ika the Mikriv Yosef, once in a while there's somebody that goes there by day. So Mezid Lohavi, he's not amazed to Enasu Lifanos Bayom. He's not amazed because there aren't too many people there by day. But Anas Nami Lohavi to Iki the Mikriv Yosef, he's not a total honest either, because sometimes people use it during the day. So that's called a shogeg, and that's why you go to Galus. Period. But we have salvaged Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, who says that in the case where the carpenter gave reshus to the person to come in, he does not go to Galus, because that's a shogeg karav lemezid. But that was all assuming that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina's comment was going on the second half of the Brisa. What we're up to now is the assuming maybe it goes in the first half of the Brisa, and we will have to wait and do that by the Hashem next time. Okay, we'll stop here as we continue our travels through the third parak here of Maseches Bava Kamma.